"Well, that seems all right." He turned to Antony. "There's nothing wrong with that, is there? It's the most natural explanation to anyone who knows Mark." Antony pulled at his pipe. "I suppose it is," he said slowly. "But there's one thing that worries me rather."
"What's that?"
"What's that?"
Bill and Cayley asked the question simultaneously. "The key."
"The key?"
said Bill. Cayley lifted his head and looked at Antony.
"What about the key?"
he asked.
"Well, there may be nothing in it. I just wondered. Suppose Robert was killed, as you say, and suppose Mark lost his head and thought of nothing but getting away before anyone could see him. Well, very likely he'd lock the door and put the key in his pocket. He'd do it without thinking, just to gain a moment's time."
"Yes, that's what I suggested."
"It seems sound enough," said Bill. "Sort of thing you'd do without thinking. Besides, if you are going to run away, it gives you more of a chance."
"Yes. That's all right if the key is there. But suppose it isn't there."
The suggestion, made as if it were already an established fact, startled them both. They looked at him wonderingly.
"What do you mean?"
said Cayley.